And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hook up. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hook Up. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hook Up. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hook Up. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Hey, welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hook Up right here on the Let's Talk Hook Up app, Facebook, YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan. Pete Gray here, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hook Up. Christmas time, Christmas spectacular. Once a year, we do this crazy show, and I hope you're enjoying it. It's been a lot of great texts, and we want to thank all the texters and the callers, and we have tons of callers. Phones are packed up here. Want to thank you for your efforts and time. And we have seven phenomenal prizes, and I want you guys to go through them once again. And Corey?
Incredible stuff here. Seven, and number one is a $300 shopping spree to Aftco and $250 of MC. I put together
right here. There they are. Right,
regular
here.
You're watching 5 inch
us on Facebook and YouTube.
5 inch Viejo, 7 inch Slug, 5 inch Weedless, all in the Christmas tree color.
That's my favorite.
Which is a great. Which is like Rosie's number one color.
It is.
Central,
it's
right?
A color that gets bit. What do you do? So that's a $550 package.
Yeah.
And
we sell Christmas tree swim baits, Christmas tree color to the Cedros crowd. 5-1 over over everything else.
Yeah.
Maybe 10-1.
10
like,
to one.
Yeah.
It works. And they get bit here, too.
It's perfect.
It's just a good old
one. You know what? I love that color, Clementi, too.
Yeah.
It's a good Clementi color.
Yeah,
it works everywhere. Yeah.
Everywhere.
A pizza party for 20 in your home in San Diego County from Captain Dan's Pizza Company. It's a $500 value. And thanks for Dan Walsh and his generosity, not only here for us, but also his generosity at all the CCA events, too, and the Rollo events.
How about prize number three, a $670 brand new Shimano Talica 16 2-speed reel.
Whoa.
That's it, man. If that's not worth making a little jingle bells jingle, I don't know what is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Also, prize number four is a Bill Varney surf fishing kit. So this is a really cool prize. So this entire package includes an Akuma match surf fishing combo. That's rod and reel. You're going to get a copy of Bill's book, The Light Line Revolution. You're going to get a pack of the Gamakatsu Durascent baits. You're going to get some of Bill's freeze-dried lugworms. You're going to get a Surffish ID card. You're going to get the 2026 Bill Varney CCA Sport Fishing Calendar. And you're going to get a full-day trip. It's a full-day center console of your own boat rental for the day from Dana Landing on Mission Bay.
How cool.
Yeah. Awesome prize pack.
Pretty
and
awesome
again,
prize.
You said it, man. Huge thanks to Steve and Johnny and the whole crew down at Dana Landing. If you wanted to do the pontoon party barge instead of the console, that's totally fine to you. Your call. You got a full-day rental going your way at Dana Landing.
They have some fantastic rentals at Dana Landing. You don't even have to own a boat. It's like you go down there. But that's a great prize. What's the next one, Corey?
Well, number five, a $250 certificate good to the RP, the Royal Polaris Shogun, or the Polaris Supreme, plus a Shimano Speedmaster 16 2-speed reel, courtesy of Fisherman's Landing, and a total of a $550 value.
Yeah, you know, one of the rare occasions at Christmas time is seeing all the big boats in town.
Yeah. Yes.
And very rare to see the Royal Polaris in town. It's in town right now. So if you want to check out the Royal Polaris, come on down to Fisherman's
just
Landing.
An iconic,
it's
just,
Shogun's in town
lines.
Too. Yeah, it's a lot of big boats. Our American Angler's in town right now, so you want to see the boats? Be worth your time to come on down here and check some.
The
of
landings
out.
Are full. It's rad. It is. You're it's right. It's a sight to see. And it's fun. If you got friends from out of town or somebody wants to enjoy, come down to the landings today. It's gonna be a beautiful day. Sun's out.
Yep.
Go to Point Loma Seafoods, go to Pizza Nova. Come to a fun spot. Get some good lunch and hang out and walk the docks, check out all the things.
Yeah.
Maybe bring a bass rod. No,
you had me at Point Loma Seafoods.
Yeah.
Point Loma Seafoods. Yeah, that's a good spot. Yeah, so what's the next one? That's that. And then thanks to the Fisherman's Landing Tackle, too, and Ricky and Doug for putting
our pleasure.
Together, too.
We're excited to be
number
a part
six.
Of it.
Number six is a Paracosa sunglasses, which is no slouch.
Yeah, $300
and
value.
A full-day trip on the Mission Bell out of Point Loma Sport Fishing, over a $450 value.
Go fishing with Cameron.
Right.
And then what's number seven?
Number seven, Aftco utility knife and an overnight trip out of Fisherman's Landing, over a $400 value.
Yeah.
And how about that?
We have a lot of great texts, plenty more. Lines are full, but just keep trying. 833-288-0973. Text us via the Let's Talk Hookup app. And Gundy, let's hear that limerick, man.
Wow, some nice prizes.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. This is it's an old East Coast limerick, and I kind of made some conversions to the West Coast. There was an old halibut named Jay who lived in San Diego Bay. Each day was a test as he considered himself blessed if he survived being made catch of the day.
Wow! Gundy!
Hope you all were taking notes out there.
That's a prize winner right there, man.
That was right?
That is very nice job, Gundy.
You're the best, Gundy.
Yeah,
Gundy. Thank you.
Merry Christmas to you. I appreciate
you. Merry Christmas, guys. Yeah. And may you get a sand crab catcher in your stocking.
Oh, you're awesome, Gundy. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that very much.
Gundy's going on my prize list.
Right?
Gundy's going on my prize list.
Gundy is definitely. That was a great contribution. Yeah,
that's how it goes, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, want to remind you, that's going to wrap up. And again, we just talked about if you're not the big lucky winner of the prize package number four, the Bill Varney 2026 CCA calendar is out now at your favorite tackle store or at surffishtackle.com. It is not only a really killer calendar with all the great photography and a lot of cool highlight dates, you know, the dates of the shows and things like that, but overwhelmingly the best tide chart. I don't know what I would do without having the tides from that CCA calendar every year.
No question about it, for sure.
I'd live by it, man.
Well, yeah, no doubt.
Well, let's jump into those big phones.
100% packed full. Robert in Canyon Country. You're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Robert, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Fabulous show as usual. So here we go. Rockfish are red and Dorados are blue. Pete's in a Steiger craft and he's pulling away from you. Rick's in a Parker chasing bluefin all day. And Corey, he's still pouring away. Let's Talk Hookup is my favorite show. They teach me weekly what I don't know. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all.
Oh, very well done.
Yeah, really good. Short, sweet, and had Christmas sprinkle all over it.
That's a good one, man.
Robert,
you're really getting it
up
down
on my list,
guys.
Buddy. Nice going. Merry Christmas.
Good. Merry Christmas to you. Appreciate that. Let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Brian. Brian's calling us from San Diego this morning. Hey, Brian, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. Merry Christmas.
Same to you, buddy.
Hey, for the show this morning, I have the Let's Talk Hookup top five fishtails. Number five, no one believes Rock Cod or Pete knows what any of the new buttons on their new radio show board do, but every once in a while, they get lucky. Number four, no one believes Rick or Pete ever want to say the words five-inch slug when Corey's on the show for fear he's going to become overly excited. Number three, no one believes Rock Cod would ever become a CIA operative because he can't keep any of the tackle day secret sale information longer than 10 seconds when he tells everyone that there's a real Ryan with Schmalika that's on sale for $500. No one believes Rick knows his anniversary date, family birthdays, as well as he knows every number of every CalStar fishing rod ever made. And last, number one, no one believes we'll ever see an albacore tuna in San Diego as Pete jinxes us every year with his yearly predictions and pisses off the fishing gods forever. Have a Merry Christmas.
Oh, really good.
Okay. That was great.
I gotta give you one of these, too.
But. Yeah.
All right. Oh, man.
I don't think I've laughed so
very
hard
well
in a
done.
Long time.
That's a funny one.
I like that one.
Brian, thanks for the contribution.
Good job, Brian.
Merry Christmas to you. Appreciate that very much.
Don't mention
the
five-inch slug. I'm going to be all lathered up.
I did have a good text. Good morning, guys. Merry Christmas. First off, for you guys, the faces of the show, the people behind the scenes, and the sponsors who support the rest of the fishing community, a heartfelt thank you. I started listening when I moved to San Diego many decades ago, and I can honestly say the show steered me in the right direction for fishing Southern California, from the beach to long range. My question, where did this past season rank for you guys fishing-wise? Any predictions for next year? For me, although the season went hot and cold, I managed my first triple-digit bluefin on a popper, and I finally got my kids to really fall in love with fishing, so it ranks up there with one of my best. My prediction for next year, the return of yellowfin and Dorado in numbers. Thanks for everything you do from Mike in San Diego.
Oh, nice.
Good one.
That's a good one. Very good. Well done. I have another text here from Matt. up in L.A. area there, and it's very, very simple. Water is the most essential element of life, because without water, you can't go fishing.
Yeah.
Is that true or what, right?
Well said. Said,
right?
Yeah, for sure. Well, phones are packed, still packed, Rick. Let's jump back into it.
How about this time we talk to Doug? He's calling us from Montebello this morning. Good morning, Doug.
Your big chance, Doug. There it is. Whoa.
Hi, am I on?
You're on,
buddy.
Oh, yeah, okay. I just got a real small tip. Making Wahoo bombs, you just use your old paper bag, potato chip bags, and cut them up and tie them onto some, make yourself an Econo Wahoo bomb.
Wow. Could happen.
Yeah, with the Mylar.
I like it.
Silver
that's
shiny.
That's a good tip. Seen it work. Caught fish on it. That's a good call, Doug.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good, Doug.
Inside a potato chip bag.
Inside of a potato chip
bag. Yeah.
Actually, I can see the outside of a Cheetos bag.
Yeah,
bright
totally.
Orange.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yellow.
All that stuff. There
I like
go.
It, Doug.
Good
call.
Job, Doug.
Nice tip.
Merry Christmas. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about we jump right back into those phones and talk to Jason? He's calling us from San Diego this morning. Hey, Jason. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, buddy.
All right, here we go. The boat is packed. The sun is high underneath a clear December sky. Pete's at the helm looking for the sign. Corey's taking drag on the 80-pound line. Rick's got the binocs scanning for the birds, searching for the battle that's beyond any words. Oh, jingle bells, bluefin don't smell, tuna on the run. Pete and Rick and Corey are having all the fun. Jingle bells, the clicker yells, the reels begin to scream. Catching Christmas bluefin is every angler's dream. The foam is flying, the water starts to boil. It's time to put all the holiday toil. 100-pound giant on a popper or a jig. Corey's got a hookup, it's looking really big. Rick grabs a gaff while Pete begins to cheer. It's the biggest Christmas present of the whole fishing year. Oh, jingle bells, bluefin don't smell, tuna on the run. Pete and Rick and Corey are having all the fun. Jingle bells, clicker yells, the rig begins to scream. Catching Christmas bluefin is every angler's dream. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yeah. Good job, man. Very nice. Very nice. Good job.
A lot of time to put all that together.
That was good.
Yeah, no doubt.
Really well done.
A lot of hard work this year,
pretty
for sure.
Impressive. Yeah. You have another good text?
I thought so. It says, good morning, guys. My favorite trip of this year was a full-day trip on board the Liberty. We had excellent yellowtail fishing and a lot of fun. I was hoping you guys could list your favorite fishing trips of 2025. And I know we kind of mentioned that a little bit earlier, but I thought that was a fun text. And, yeah, there was some really good fishing to be had this year.
What was your favorite?
Mine would be kind of in between. The Katmai trip was a really cool experience. My favorite was we did an adventures camping trip up to Mammoth this year. This was like the first time that the boys were old enough to get to go back up to Mammoth. It's a place that like Dallas and I have really fallen in love with, but we, you know, with babies and not, we hadn't been able to go up there, and so this was the first year as a fam. But this was the first year that Wyatt like kind of really got it a little bit on his own and caught trout out of the stream. We were parked on a really cool creek and just had like a week of camping and fishing and all that kind of fun. So that was my highlight fishing trip of this year.
Corey,
how about you guys?
I'd go away for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Catching salmon and lingcod.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And I had two really super fun ones. One, of course, was Haida Gwaii, with Valerie and the gang up there.
Yes.
And number two was our Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular this year. It was our 31st year, this year. And, the fishing was not great because of the weather. We had just followed a hurricane, but the group and the camaraderie and the experience at Palmas de Cortez, fantastic.
How cool.
Always a good time down there.
And a beautiful place to be.
It's a beautiful place, yeah. And so glad that the Van Warmers are keeping things rolling down there. It's really, really good, for sure. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Cheer? Cheer's calling us from Cardiff this morning. Hi, Cheer. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Good morning, you guys. You know, I'm listening to all these limericks and all this. I don't have anything like that, but I heard you guys talking story about some of your trips last year, and I got to share one which really, really means a lot to me. I went down to Cedros with Cal Sheets and Eric, and I went with my son-in-law, and we had three of the best days of fishing I've ever had. I got a brand new rod from Ricky before I went. Caught my first, on my first catch with that rod, I got a 30-pound yellow. Ooh. Not a bad way to start it. We had limits that day of yellows. We had halibut. We had white sea bass. And then we went to Chester's Rock. But the best part of the whole trip was being with Cal Sheets. It was the Cal Sheets trip. And every evening, we got to sit around. My friend Eddie Means, Dave Rohde, my son-in-law, we'd sit around and listen to Cal, who probably has done more to change, you know, our fishing on the West Coast and around the world with the two speeds. Listen to that gentleman pontificate about fishing. Oh my gosh, it was amazing. And Cal, if you're listening, thank you. I can't wait for this year.
Oh, that's very cool. Super cool. Everybody.
That is super cool. Yeah. Cheer, that's a really nice sentiment.
Good job, Cheer.
Yeah, Cal's been around for a long, long time.
Good people, man.
He's a great guy and still at it, man.
Right?
He's in his 80s, right?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
But, and Cedros. I mean, how does it get any better?
I mean, yeah. Hey, really nice message here from our good friend, Assistant Chief Eric Cord from the Department of Fish and Wildlife.
Cool, Eric.
And he says, looking forward to collaborating with you all in 2026 and help promote sport fishing and protecting our marine resources. See you soon. And
oh, cool.
Hats off to Eric and his whole guys out there for being a part of the fishing community, because they truly are, and that's they're fishermen, they're conservationists, they're law enforcement for sure, but they're protecting our marine resources. And I think a good example of the great work that Eric and his team are doing is lobster. Look how fantastic the lobster fishing is this year, not only commercially but also recreationally.
It's as incredible as it's ever been, Pete. And I think their enforcement has always been there, but I don't feel that the connection between the fishing community has always been a positive one or a connected relationship of positivity.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
And now it is.
Yeah, it is. And hats off to Eric, and I can't say enough about Ken Frankley and all the work that he's done to join everybody together and help communication among the DFW and everybody else. But Eric, you're a star, and keep the great work going, and your team is doing a fantastic job, and we appreciate what you do.
And
you're
decades worth of a veteran.
And when a fish and wildlife officer stops you, thank them.
Yes, right.
Thank them for their hard work.
Yes,
yeah.
That's the thing too. Like I always say the same thing. The guys that are out there doing checks that have a badge on, like they're us. You know what I mean? Like you don't get into that job because you want to write tickets. You get into that job because you're a sportsman and an outdoorsman and you're like minded and all those things. So yeah, I totally agree, man. Here.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Hey, we're having a great time. Again, if you want to be a part of it this morning, it's our first time we've had an open phone line since the beginning of the show. It's 833-288-0973.
All right. Good text here, and that's from Derek. Derek is calling us from San Diego area, and thank you so much for the show you guys do. Living in Arizona and thinking fishing in San Diego more than being able to fish is something I hope to change soon. Your show helps me live there, live the passion I want to do, and I look forward to it every weekend. People around me, when I am listening to your show or watching it on YouTube, are always asking me, what am I watching? And I proudly tell them that it's you. Happy holidays to you guys, and thanks, Derek.
Hey, Derek, appreciate it.
We appreciate all the support and all you guys out there and guys and gals and people that are out there that are supporting Let's Talk Hookup, because without you, there would be
no doubt, man.
For sure.
All right, well, the phones are getting packed back up again, and you want to get your shot, it's 833-288-0973. Next up, we're going to talk to Ryan. He's calling us from Irvine this morning. Good morning, Ryan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. I just have a quick, short Christmas carol for y'all. So, let's get started.
Do it. Okay.
Jingle reels, jingle reels, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to hook a big calico on this day. Hey, jingle reels, jingle reels, keep that rod tip high. Oh, what fun it is to fish underneath the California sky.
Yeah! Good job. Super cool, Ryan.
Yeah. Nice job, Ryan.
Great work. Nice short.
And good morning to you guys, and thank you so much for all you do.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much. All right. Merry Christmas to you. You know, that it's amazing. There's been none of this today.
Right?
None of this. Right? Very little of that.
Very little.
Right. I mean, good job.
Doug from Montebello didn't go too long.
No.
No.
Even Arnie pulled it off.
Even Arnie pulled one off.
He's the king of the dog.
I mean, that's kind of a part of our, part of the whole fun of this is getting kind of the
right.
Thing, right? So, okay.
There's still time.
There's still time.
There's still time.
All right. All right.
Well, we're having a great time here this morning. If you want to be a part of it, man, we want to hear from you. It's a fun show. Lots of great prizes. Lots of good times. And we're looking forward to that. I wanted to read a text. It says, good morning, boys. Excellent show. I can't believe we're about to end 2025. Thanks for all the great listens this year. Looking forward to another fun year of it. What is a trip that you're really looking forward to in 2026 or beyond? What is your bucket list trip, if you could pick one for the upcoming years? Pete, I know you've done a lot of fun travel, but with that, there's always the next cool one. Where's the bucket list trip?
You know, God, I forget who used to say this. It's my next trip.
Okay.
That's my bucket list trip, right? But I'm really looking forward to going back to Katmai Lodge in July.
Yeah, man.
I haven't been there in 3 or 4 years. And I'm just stoked about that trip. Yeah. And, so that's right there up on the highlight. And I gotta say that I'm really looking forward to spending more time in Montana this year in the spring and summer and fall and learning how to properly fish in a drift boat and, master the lakes up there. It's kind of like starting all over for me.
Cool.
So I'm looking forward to that.
If you could put me at Katmai with that mouse bite.
Hello.
Yeah, pretty special one.
Like a full.
We got to get you up.
A full 6 days of the mouse bite?
Yeah.
Hello.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
I'm haunted. I'm haunted by a big one that I lost on the mouse. I mean, haunted by it. Just, I can close my eyes and see every bit of it. Fired the mouse onto the edge in the grass, hopped it off, got it almost back to the boat, and like a torpedo of a fish. I mean, it was the size of a log. Came out, swirled in it, missed it. Back under, never seen again, never nothing like that. Haunted by that fish.
Yeah.
I want that thing.
Yeah.
Bucket list for me is a Great Barrier Reef trip. Like,
if
we're talking bucket list, that's a mothership, Great Barrier Reef, you know, shot at Grander Black Marlin, all the cool reef popper type fish. Like, if I was bucket listing trip for me, that's way up there. That and, like, my bucket list fish is a dogtooth tuna. So I'd really like to, you know, and again, something you can pull off on a trip like that. So
yeah.
If I'm bucket listing and I got Powerball money burning a hole in my pocket, that's where I'm going.
Crazy. So, I hope you guys are listening out there that a lot of us are saltwater anglers. We're all saltwater anglers, right? Talking about Katmai Lodge, which is a freshwater destination. If you can afford it and you haven't been there, you gotta go.
Have to go.
You gotta go.
Have to go.
It's just, and who knows how long Bob's gonna keep running this thing, but it's a very special place. And I'm not sure, there might still be one spot left in our trip in July. If you're interested in going with us.
I'd be shocked if there was, but you always can call. You know what I mean? You have to call Charmel. Call Charmel. She's the best. She'll make it happen.
Yeah.
Find a spot for you. But, like, when we were done with when our trip ended, it's really cool, too, the kind of community vibe that they have. Like, every afternoon when you're done with fishing and you go back to your room and take a shower, there's, like, a little happy hour cocktail session where they, you know, they make up a cool appetizer and everybody gets in the room. And all of the guides, like, take pictures throughout the day. And then they all send the pictures into the gals in the office and they put them up on a big screen. So while you're having cocktail and BSing with your buddy and Corey's telling us about the big fish that he caught and Pete's telling us about this big one that they saw.
Rick's telling about the one that got away that almost ate the mouse.
Oh, my God. You just see all those cool photos, like, throughout the day. But anyways, when we were done with our trip, virtually every person that was there rebooked. You know, I mean, that's the difficulty of going to Katmai. Like, everybody rebooked. You know, I mean, there was when our trip ended, there were two spots available for it the following year. Right. I mean, that's it. There was two.
Yeah.
You know, and they gobble up so fast. But call Charmel. It's a trip worth going.
And if you
on.
Can't go with us, go on another
go.
Trip up
yeah.
there. It's
so cool.
Yeah, it's a special place. And like I say, it's not a cheap ticket. But for what they offer, it is compared to other places.
Totally.
Katmai does.
Is it one really of the only places you could harvest sockeye? I mean, is that?
No, I mean, you can harvest sockeye pretty much anywhere.
Because that's an incredible.
But there's only a couple of week window.
When they're there.
Okay. Because they move fast. Once they get in that river system from Bristol Bay, they're traveling so fast to go to the upper lakes.
They go through that fast.
Fast. Like 2 weeks.
When Brandon went, he brought home some sockeye for us. Yeah. And that was good. Incredible.
You're 15 miles from the ocean at Katmai where you're fishing those sockeye, but they're still bright, bright fish because they're moving so fast. And everything. They're moving so fast. Interestingly enough, I have been up there in August, which is when the sockeye have moved 80 miles up into the upper miles.
Crazy.
Up into the upper rivers.
Incredible.
Up there. And you target these giant rainbow trout, like the one that got away, like lots of them.
Oh my God.
In those rivers, you fly up to these rivers, they drop you off in amongst the bears, and you walk into these rivers, and you're sight fishing with egg patterns to these giant rainbows that are sitting behind the sockeye laying their eggs.
And
no,
they're just gorging.
Way.
It's insane.
I didn't know that was a sight fishing thing. Like, I always heard about that fishing. So you're seeing that fish that you're catching. I had no idea.
Oh, yeah.
I assumed it was like deep water and that fish was like up there eating eggs as they rolled by, but I figured that was like an indicator type thing.
Yeah.
I didn't know you're seeing them before you do
And then just being in the river literally with the bears all around you up there, because they're doing the same thing. They're eating
that
sockeye.
That tripped me out so much.
Yeah.
How little they care about you being there.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
They're focused.
I mean,
they got to fatten up. Especially that late in the year. Like, the later you go, the more rainbows are, because they're moving out of all the systems, all the rivers, all the lakes, and everything are moving into these rivers like the American, the Moraine, the real famous rivers up there in the upper part, to feast on the sockeye eggs. And so that's why it's so good.
Incredible.
The factor that late in the year, that mid to late August, is weather.
I can see that.
You know, and you may get stuck at the lodge, right? Or fishing on the Alaknik, which isn't so bad.
Oh, darn.
Yeah, exactly.
Fishing,
what a shame.
Fishing silver salmon on the fly.
Yeah.
And rainbows and stuff in the Alaknik. So, but that's the fly outs. I remember my good buddy Rich Top, who's passed away a few years ago. Rich loved the fly outs up at Katmai. He just, like, that was his thing.
Yeah. I really want to do that. We were going to do it this year, but like, the problem is the fishing is so good, you have to give up. And then you're giving up a day to go do something else. But like, Dallas and I were having so much fun every day. It's like, well, how could we not go do a day of, we haven't done Chums yet, or we haven't gone up the river to go fish grayling yet, or like, it's hard to pack it in.
So many things.
You can do
6 days of fishing goes so
you
fast.
You wouldn't believe how fast it goes. You snap your finger and it's over. Yes. And part of the thing, at least for people like us who are kind of really into everything, we don't have any preconceived ideas, like, you do something different almost every day. You know, the sockeye fishing is completely different than fishing for kings, and fishing for kings is worldly different from going up the river and fishing rainbows. And we enjoyed grayling fishing more than anything. Graylings on dry flies. And Dallas somehow had this knack for catching rainbows in the lower part of the river that I couldn't get. It was just, it's awesome. That's a really special trip.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, look who's on the line. Let's get that fish report going.
All right. Joseph
Husseini, the angler's realtor.
We got him on the line. And today that catch report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get a premier processing experience. You can check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest in customer service. You can stop by their location on Old Town and Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure you make your reservation today. I'm impressed that Yosef is on the line the same way that I was impressed that I was able to make it in. We both got to have a lot of fun at the sashimi rolling holiday party last night, and it was the most impressive spread of sushi I've ever got to be a part of. And Yosef, it was sure fun hanging with you and your lovely wife last night and enjoying a really fun party. And a big thanks to Mike and Sashimi Roland for making that happen last night.
You as well, man. That was a great, great party. Unbelievable sushi spread. And all the food, everything was great.
That was one not to miss for sure.
That's for sure. So we still got some fishing going. Catalina is kind of the spot to be right now. Yellowtail fishing and sea bass fishing is a little finicky, but they're getting them. Most of these fish are on the backside off the squid beds near Silver Canyon and Palisades. Most of these yellows and sea bass are coming at night. After the sun rises, it's super finicky. There is also a really good halibut bite going on the backside in 10 to 75 feet of water. Drifting live squid, that kind of thing. Front side, there's been tons of bonito, just like there is in pretty much all of Southern California right now. West end humps are also giving up some impressive ling cod in about 600 feet of water. Guys are catching 20 to 25 pound blast ling cod. San Clemente Island, the quality reds on the backside are pretty much wide open, bigger fish, 325 to 350 feet of water. Also, all you can catch whitefish off of Northwest Harbor in about 180 to 220 feet. La Jolla and Del Mar, Solana Beach, that whole area is just covered up in bonito. If you want to take your kids out fishing, this is the time. You can go out catching instead of fishing. But troll some feathers, they're getting up. Fish up to 10 pounds, and these are getting bigger. It's not your normal 2-pound bonito that we see. There's also rumors of yellowtail in the La Jolla area. I guess there's been a few caught bigger models. Most are on the slow troll. A couple guys got them on yo-yo. 9 Mile Bank is producing excellent rock fishing as well. The islands is still a little bit slow for yellowtail. Last we heard, there was yellowtail on the Rosarito Flats. Big bonita down that way, and good rockfish and lingcod fishing at the rock pile right now. We still have some fish around offshore. I went last Wednesday. We actually saw yellowfin, probably 20 to 30-pound models jumping. By the time we got to them, they were gone. And then we saw a little spot of bluefin, and that was it. That was out in the San Salvador Knoll region, out to the 60-mile bank, that whole area. But you find a kelp, it's got rat yellows on it. Biggest one we caught, I think, was about 7 pounds. Offshore, the bite at Cortez, we don't have a lot of info on that. Haven't had many boats out there the past couple of days, so don't have a ton of reporting to do on the tuna other than what we saw out there last week. And that's all I got for you guys.
Again, that's all we got
this
in
is,
winter.
First day of winter.
That's right? Crazy, man.
Yeah, exactly.
This is supposed to be this is supposed to be, well, there's some strip squid sculpin' bite going on, and you know, somebody caught a triggerfish, and that was an exotic. Yeah. That was cool. Like that's what the December report is not to be. Not local tuna, bonita up and down the beach, exotics at the islands. Like, we'll take this, Yosef, for sure. This is a pretty special one.
Yeah, what's going on in the real estate game, man? Lots of activity, right?
It's starting to move, for sure. We're starting to see the rate drops now affecting the residential mortgage market. So people are starting to go a little bit nuts. We've got tons of pre-qualifications going on, and we're going to have a very crazy spring, I think, because these rates should keep floating down a little bit.
All right. Well, if somebody wants the best in real estate, Yosef, how do we get a hold of you?
You can get me on my cell phone, 619-277-2169. You can get me on social media at The Angler's Realtor, or you can check out my website at sportsmansrealty.com.
All right. Yosef, Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for all you do for Let's Talk Hookup, and we will talk to you next Sunday.
Merry Christmas, guys. I hope you have a great week with your families.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that very much. That was a fun one. Hey, well, that's going to wrap up our report today. And want to remind you, Norris Lithium, they're the ultimate choice for marine adventures. With Norris, you get unmatched delivery of power, including trolling motors, electronics, powers, and more. Norris batteries are packed with cutting-edge technology. You can upgrade your marine power today. Set up your system at norrislithium.com or go see the trolling motor doctor. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of your phone calls. We got more of your text messages, more stories, and you stay tuned. It's the Christmas Spectacular on Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Here's exciting news from Baker Marine and Fujinon. For a limited time, get $175 of instant savings on the Fujinon TSX 1440 stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Talk about the perfect gift for anyone that spends time on the water, or the perfect time to finally get your pair. Now is the best time to upgrade your gear to a pair of Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades, and they service all brands right at their San Diego Shelter Island location. The Fujinon TechnoStabi TSX 1440 is the best value in stabilized binoculars, period. They deliver rock-steady vision, even in rough waters. And now, for a limited time, get an instant rebate of $175. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they'll be there when your binoculars need service. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and grab your instant savings now. This offer ends soon, so get your pair from Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
Experience the magic of Haida Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada, at Haida Gwaii Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris. Hi, I'm Valerie Hopebridge. 25 years ago, I fell in love with these incredible islands, breathtaking scenery and wildlife, warm community, and truly phenomenal fishing. That passion inspired me to open my own fishing lodge. Just steps away from the Sandspit Harbor at Haida Gwaii Safaris, you will be fishing pristine, unpressured waters for Chinook salmon, halibut, John Lingcod, and more. Plus, be surrounded by untouched beauty and wildlife. All of us at Haida Gwaii Safaris have exciting news. We now have our own charter flight to and from Sandspit out of Vancouver, making your trip easier than ever. We pride ourselves on creating unforgettable adventures that turn the first-time guests into longtime friends. You will come for the fishing, and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please call 1-877-815-2892 or visit us at qcsafaris.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Haida Gwaii Safaris, where unforgettable memories are made one catch at a time.
Hi, Bob Hoos with Costa Sunglasses. If you've got young anglers in your life who are just getting hooked, Costa's got something made just for them. The new Next Gen collection is built for long days on the water and takes Costa's iconic performance for smaller faces. Check out Schoolie, Costa's first 8-base wrap for smaller profiles, and Street Heat, a bold everyday frame with micro side shields that keep glare and spray where they belong. Help the next generation see what's out there and protect what's out there. Available now at CostaDelMar.com and select retailers starting at $130.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at Fine Tackle Dealers. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Again, if you want to get through, get in on the fun. Give us a call at 833-288-0973.
Yeah, let's jump back on the phones.
Well, that didn't take long. Those things filled right back off. I feel so bad for Hammy, man. It's a busy morning on the phones at the Franz. We're glad we got a pro behind the scenes. All right. Well, they are packed up indeed. Let's jump back into them and talk to Dave. He's calling us from ANZA this morning. Hi, Dave. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Got a song for you. Mike on the Sportboat Tribute has a very shiny boat. And many fish upon it, you can really smile and glow. So many other sport boats wish they could be like him. Cause when it comes to fish counts, Mike would always seem to win. Then one dry fishing trip, Mike called out to say, if someone else is on some fish, please call me your way. Taro on the Liberty called him. He said, I'm on a lot of fish. So many San Diego sport boats can help fulfill your fishing wish. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Oh,
very
nice. Dave.
Very nice.
Merry Christmas to you. Appreciate that.
Nothing less. Good job,
yeah.
Rick.
Good job. Once again, yeah, appreciate that. Let's jump back on the phones, Rick.
How about Quentin calling us from Fontana this morning? What's up, Quentin? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just have a little Christmas poem for everyone. On Christmas morning, the sun shines bright. We head to the landings with fish in our sight. From Fisherman's to H&M and Seaforth too. We chase yellowtail, bonito, and tuna through. The rods bent with joy as we reel in the prize. The ocean's alive under clear blue skies. No snow to be seen, just the warm sea breeze. A Southern California Christmas on the fish-filled seas. Merry Christmas, guys.
Wow, nice job.
Very good.
Yeah. Clean. Appreciate that.
Super clean.
Good job, Clint.
Really good. Quick and easy and nice. Here's a good one here from Dave in Anaheim. He says, those Bill Varney dried lugworms work really well. I had 12 perch on Wednesday and 8 on Thursday.
Wow.
No
dried,
kidding.
Freeze-dried lugworms. Can
I know. Bill Varney was talking about it. No. Yeah. I can't, but it, I mean, they stay good forever, I guess.
Do they come back to life or something? Or
I don't
just... I mean, or they just, like, they're just good, I guess. I guess when you put I guess when you re-moisten them, maybe they just taste good.
Well, I'll have to have them call in and give us the info.
Have to tell us about it.
Yeah.
For sure.
I mean, eat freeze-dried food, you know, and it's oddly not too bad, you know, like the regular deal. I mean, it's just, I think it's a cool, especially in a time of year when you can't get certain baits or whatever else. Shelf-stable bait, man. It's pretty cool.
But freeze-dried things usually are crispy.
Yeah, you're right about that. Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. I doubt they're crispy.
We're into this, Bill.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
Dope us up here. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
I wonder if it works in the bay.
Oh, it
Why wouldn't
sure
it work in the bay?
No doubt.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, the phones are packed up. We're going to jump right back in. This time we're going to talk to Victor. He's calling from San Diego this morning. What's up, Victor? Welcome to the show.
Merry Christmas, guys.
You too, buddy.
All right. I got a little poem here for the San Diego Gearhead. Gearhead hat, AFCO fit, Costa shades, can't see a bit. Shimano reel, Phoenix rod. Still lose fish, but thank the gods. Caddy iron, Colt sniper sail, swing and miss, blame yellow tail. Deck smells wild, the crew all yell, grip it, reel and fail. Pose for pics, they almost had, post it anyway, hashtag SoCalRad. San Diego rule, coast a tail, if Let's Talk Hookup says it's biting, I still miss, but gearheads are dialed.
I love
Very
that.
Very good. Yeah, that's a good one, man.
Right?
Yeah,
a
lot
really
of work went into that.
Good job, Victor.
Yeah,
good
job, Victor. Like
Merry
one.
Christmas to you. Appreciate that very much.
That's cool.
Good job.
This show's so much fun.
Yeah, so much.
Giving away
so much stuff,
so much, and want to appreciate everybody's efforts. We can't make everybody a winner, but we appreciate the efforts out there and the contributions and so on. And you're doing exactly what we want. We want entertainment.
And the Christmas spirit.
Yeah, totally.
The Christmas spirit is once a year we do this, and we're getting in some good fishing information as well as some good laughs.
I
right?
love it.
Yeah.
As it's supposed to be.
Yeah. All
right.
Do you have another good text, Rick?
Yeah, I thought so. This one was a quick one from Steve, and it just said, what a great Christmas season this has been, and a huge thank you to Let's Talk Hookup for everything you guys do throughout the year. My big thank you is to the guys from Dana Landing. You turned me on to the rental skiffs for fishing in the bay. It's become my favorite passion. They're an inexpensive way to enjoy fishing from your own boat if you don't have your own sitting in the driveway. So, Steve, appreciate it very much. And, yeah, what a fun thing that's been. You know, that's like one of the best-kept secrets in town are those bay skiffs at Dana Landing.
Yes.
It's a very inexpensive way to have a fun day of fishing without any of the hassle.
And
the
easy.
Boat's there. It's super easy.
Yeah.
And I completely agree with you. Merry Christmas, Steve.
And those blue skiffs are super, super stable. Like, flat bottom, super stable. So if you've got somebody that's unsure of being on a boat, it's definitely the way to take them.
Oh, no question about it. Another fun text here from Alex in L.A. Merry Fishmas, boys. Great fishing year. Caught my first legal surf halibut on Corey's Slug.
Yes.
First yellowtail on a two-fish jig surface iron, and got a 70-pound bluefin on my new Cal Sheets hot-rotted reel. Thanks for all the tips, tricks, and knowledge. Look forward to the shows every week. Appreciate the work you guys put in.
Awesome.
Very nice. Nice sentiment,
yes.
And we appreciate that, Alex, very much.
He's a winner in my book.
Yeah, for sure. And let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it. How about we talk to Dave? Dave's calling us from Anaheim this morning. Good morning, Dave. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, I just sent you a text about those lugworms.
Yeah,
right on.
That was you, huh?
Yes, it was. These things, you got to be careful when you put the hook in them because they'll break, but as soon as they get wet, they kind of stay on like a piece of leather.
Really? Oh, wow.
Really?
So getting them wet kind of rehydrates them and brings them back to, like, natural.
I caught three, I'd say about 4 to 6 inch perch on one worm.
One worm.
Crazy.
I tend to break them in half. Make them last. I've gone through 2 packs in 2 days.
Wow, that's high. And you did you buy those, Dave, from surfish tackle?
The first pack I did, and then I got some more at a tackle shop close to my house.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, and I know Bill Varney has those on his site. Yeah, surfishtackle.com.
So they work.
That's a good tip, man. I like it.
Dude.
I was totally unfamiliar with this.
Wow. Cool. Fish crack.
That's I like it.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Hey, Dave, thanks for the contribution, the text, as well as the phone call this morning. Really appreciate your efforts, and Merry Christmas to you. And see, that's another one. It's there a good tip, right?
Yeah, totally.
You want to go and surf fishing in the winter here?
Bring some great info.
Watch the surf. Check out the surf report. Make sure it's not too big. But what a great way to spend a morning or an afternoon, feet in the sand. Maybe with a little wetsuit.
You know
what?
I like this, dude. That's a good tip. Man.
I have a neighbor that doesn't fish a whole lot in the ocean. He fishes a lot of fresh water, and he'll take his son down, like 12 years old, and it's religious. Like,
that's rad.
They go several times a year and just have a great time.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Inexpensive, easy thing to do. Yeah. I'm into this whole thing.
And the bites are friendly.
Yeah. That's awesome.
You have a good one, Rick?
I thought so. It says, Let's Talk Hookup provides the greatest tips, from bait and tackle advice to helping plan our trips. But if I'm being honest, the greatest tip I've got is to not focus on what's being caught, rather build memories with those that mean the most to you, to spend a day on the lake or on our beautiful coast. No one will remember the fish that got away, but their hearts will be full forever. And that's from Carla in San Diego. So congrats. Yeah, I like that was a rad one. I like.
Yeah, that is nice. Yeah.
On the Christmas spirit, for sure.
Right? All right. That was, what could be? And that was Carla May Cordova? Is that what the one?
Yeah, that was from Carla.
Carla, very nice, Carla. Yeah, I had that one start up, too. So that was a nice sentiment, Carla. And thanks a lot for that. Appreciate that very much. Let's jump back on the phones, Rick.
All right, you got it. How about this time we talk to Teresa, comes from Huntington Beach. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, it's Therese. We're in Huntington Beach.
Oh, sorry.
I have a little song.
Is it who?
Yeah.
I have a little song for you.
Uh-oh, can't wait.
Crashing through the wave on a cold and choppy night, out to the 9 mile bank with lots of fish in sight, setting up our rods and tying on our jigs. Oh, what fun it is to be on the Polaris Supreme tonight. Oh, tuna fish, bluefin's on the way. Oh, what fun it is to jig a tuna fish today. Hey, tuna fish. Bluefin at the bank. Oh, what fun it is to land a tuna cow today. Hey.
Yay!
Yeah,
nice.
Very
good.
You can call and sing a tune anytime.
Yeah, we appreciate it. And, of course, it's always great to hear from the lady anglers, too. And Merry Christmas to you. Appreciate that very, very much. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
This is a stacked year.
Right?
Yeah, this is
going to
be tough.
It's going
to
be a record.
It's going to be tough. I'm glad we got a lot of people.
Yeah.
We have a lot of people. We don't have to rely on just us to make this decision. I guess it's going to be a tough one. All right, how about next up we talk to Alex. Alex comes from San Carlos this morning. What's up, Alex? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Got a little poem here for you guys. It was the night before tackle day, and Christmas came early. My wife asked if I'll stick to my budget this year, and I said, oh, why surely? The first Saturday in November, what I needed in my quiver, I could never remember. Skills on Shimano's, Calstar, Seekers, and everything in between. But all I want for Christmas is to hear that real scream. Thank you guys so much for the show. I love the show. Listen every weekend. Thank you guys for everything you guys do.
All right. Oh, nice job.
Super
fantastic.
Cool.
Appreciate that very much. Yeah, good job. Hey, let's you're running out of time here, Rick. So we better grab another phone call.
Okay, let's
do
we that.
We'll keep Hamby busy.
We definitely do. Woo. We got plenty in the
queue.
And
he's doing a phenomenal job. Yeah. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff. How about Baja Ben up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Good morning, Ben.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Great.
What's a fishing buddy? A fishing buddy is someone that we don't really get to choose. That's what makes them family. We don't get to choose them. They come into our life by the grace of fish gods, and they keep us ready to go for the next trip. They always want us to do good. They always want us to succeed. They catch that next fish, the species we never caught. They keep us at work to make the next trip. They're the ones that keep us on the right path to keep us fishing together. I never thought I would meet my fishing buddy so random. I've met him at Lake Cuyamaca using Tabasco sauce on my night crawler. My cousin Alex, who was just on the phone, he's one of my best fishing partners I ever had. I've met some other ones on Facebook on the random, and they've stayed into my life for years and years and years,
And I could never believe that all of this was just by accident. Merry Christmas to all of our fishing buddies out there. I would think that other people have similar stories about how we just met them on the random.
That's well said, buddy. Wait a minute. Awesome. Tabasco on your night crawler? Is that a thing?
I remember the friend Mike Manzi when I was 8 years old in Lake Cuyamaca, and he was not catching when I was catching. And I kept catching trout and got closer and closer, and I used to have this little black film canister, and it was full of Tabasco sauce in the summer months, but I think it's the vinegar. But dipping the night, inflated night crawler in that Tabasco sauce.
Okay.
Okay.
That's rad.
Yeah. Hey. Brian, why not? Man?
I like it.
It works.
I like it.
It works.
Out of the bag.
That's a good tip, Baja Ben. Hey, Merry Christmas to you. Appreciate that. Cool. Good, good song there. Good sentiments too, for sure. Rick,
I'm in love with the the amount of freeze dried Bill Varney stuff we get. This is a fun text from Randy in Idaho. It says, hey, FYI, I have a freeze dryer. The process basically retains 95% of the nutrients. And then the end product just soaks up water like a sponge. I just think it's so cool. I'm so into wanting to try this. This is
what
rad,
about like freeze drying up like a sardine?
That's
or
something.
A
yeah,
I don't know.
Right? Onion, you know, like, who knows? There's got to be something somewhere.
I can tell you on the chicken end, the chickens love freeze dried mealworms.
Ooh, really?
Okay. Seriously, it's a crazy.
And is that a thing? You buy freeze dried mealworms?
You literally buy like a 2.5 pound bag of them. Seriously, freeze-dried mealworms.
Wow.
They go crazy.
That's
yeah.
crazy. Hey, JJ and OB has a super cool text. Good morning. We wish you a Merry Fishmas. We wish you a Merry Fishmas. We wish you a Merry Fishmas and a keeper on the line. Merry Christmas, Pete, Rick, and Corey. Everybody at Let's Talk Hookup, 97.3 The Fan, and Odyssey. Hey, thank you guys. You are the greatest show to listen to every day, even when I'm not on Saturday and Sunday. Love the app. Once again, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Very nice. Very nice sentiment.
Super
appreciate
cool.
that, JJ. And Merry Christmas to you. And yeah, without all the support that we have, without the great app that Adam, we got to talk about Adam.
Yeah,
for a second
no doubt.
Here with this thing. Because Adam does all the app stuff. And our app is by far our most popular platform. It beats. Sorry, fan. It beats the numbers on the fan. It beats the numbers on Facebook and YouTube. The people listen on the app, and it's easy, right? It's
clean.
It's Pete. Clean, and it has everything. And it does have the links to Facebook, YouTube, and our Instagram on there. It has links to the website, but it has all the archive shows on there. And a lot of our listeners, you know, just download the archives and listen on demand anytime they want, and that's really great. And I'm so thrilled that we can provide the entertainment and the knowledge. But the reality is, and Rick, the first thing I ever taught you in this business was what?
That it's all about our listeners and the callers and the show and everything else.
And the guests.
This show, yeah, this show is not about us. You know, like
right.
the show's not for you to – get a big head and talk about how great you are.
Right.
And
oh, and there are people like that. Oh, yeah.
There are a lot of people that sit behind the microphones that want to just tell how great they are. And,
right.
And this show has never been about that. It's always been about creating a family and fun and yeah. And it's
the guests are the stars.
Always.
The guests are the stars, and the listeners and the callers are the stars. And we're just the facilitators.
Yeah.
Corey, Rick, myself, Wayne, we just kind of push the buttons and kind of manage the show. But you guys out there and the phenomenal guests we have are the stars. And we're very grateful for that and all that they do there.
That's super cool. And you can actually go on the app and see the upcoming people coming, too.
Absolutely. What a great lineup of people we have
Dude,
coming
you're
up,
not
too.
Kidding.
Holy
you're
mackerel.
Rushing.
Yeah. I mean, and this is the time of the year we're able to get it. You know, there's lots of fun stuff. Like next Saturday, Tim and Marilee Ekstrom from the Royal Star and Fisherman's Processing will be talking about Corey's favorite subject, and that is fish processing.
Well, fish handling and fish care.
And of course, the Royal Star and stuff. And then Sunday is Renee Montegudo from the Shogun. That's a couple of great shows to finish out the new year. And then next year we have phenomenal lineup in January, February, already lots of good stuff.
Yeah, well, we're having lots of fun. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves some of these amazing prizes. More with the 2025 Christmas Spectacular when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Brought
Todd Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Screw at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it, fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery. And they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
It's sales event time, and it's happening now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. The Ford year-end sales event has limited-time offers featuring Ford Bronco and Bronco Sport with standard 4x4 capability and goat modes. Goes over any type of terrain. I know people that'll be taking their own Bronco Sport around to tackle their holiday to-do list. Shopping for the perfect gift? How about the Ford Explorer, the all-time best-selling SUV that can fit the whole family this holiday season? Inventory is arriving daily with great selection to take your test drive. See the award-winning lineup yourself before the year end. Hurry into your local San Diego County Ford dealer today.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Ford Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Cedros Island. We now have two lodges to choose from, and both sit on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing through the CVX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Ford Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me, book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Welcome
back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, that was a lot of configuring.
Man.
I love that we have the giant group of judges, but it doesn't make things easy.
Yeah.
There's a lot of arguing and some very deserving winners.
Yeah, so let's run it down.
Okay, here we go. First off, $300 shopping spree at AFCO.com, plus the custom assortment of MC Swim Baits. Congratulations, Dave in Poway.
Yeah.
Number two, a pizza party for 20 at your own home in San Diego from Captain Dan's Pizza Company. That's going to Jason in San Diego. Number three, a Shimano Talica 2-speed 16-reel, $670 value, Greg in San Clemente.
Woo!
Number four, the Bill Varney Surf Fishing Kit with all of the killer stuff, the Akuma Rod and Reel, and that full-day center console from Dana Landing. That's going to Charisse in Huntington Beach. Next up, the $250 gift certificate on the Royal Polaris Shogun or Polaris Supreme and a Shimano Speedmaster 16 from Fisherman's Lining Tackle. That's going to Brian in San Diego. Costa package is going to Victor in San Diego. The utility and overnight trip out of Fisherman's Landing to Brent in Dillon, Montana. All and right. We had a special edition pair of Costas and a trip with Uncle Al, the sports barber, is going to Gundy Gunner.
Gundy Gunner. Yeah.
Hey, thank you all out there. Thanks, Jeff. We'll see you next week right back here on 97.3 Grand, Let's Talk Hookup app, and Facebook and YouTube Live.